Well, you know, it was a tough start, to be honest with you, Dante. I don't think that was, you know, anything that we weren't looking to get started that way. Playing a 5-on-3 right off the start and give up a couple of goals early, so that kind of puts you behind the eight ball right away and gives them momentum, and that just kind of carried on from there. We lacked commitment and effort at times for the first 40 minutes. I thought in the third period, at least we tried to play a little bit harder and earn a little respect for Wednesday night.
Yeah, you know, Kenny, I was essentially saying the same thing on the air that you just talked about, but I think it was the right idea and what you guys were trying to do. Maybe thoughts on just the idea that you had. Brayden Barnett was trying to be physical. That group was trying to provide some energy. You guys were trying to start on time, but unfortunately it resulted in some penalties, which, again, as you mentioned, put you guys behind the eight ball.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I thought that I liked our dressing room before the game, and I liked, you know, how we looked like we had the energy on the bench, and I think in Braden's defense, he was just as you said, he was trying to give us that energy and finishing his checks, and unfortunately, it didn't work out that way, and ended up at the end of the night a two-man advantage, and that's a tough way to start against a really good power play.
Ken Schneider is joining us here on the Leader post-game show. Blades defeat the Pats 6-2. A bright spot for this one, Kenny. Pretty good performance out of the line from Shantz and Aremba. What did you think about their showing this evening?
Yeah, they were good. I quite liked Allman. I thought, you know, for a young guy, for a 16-year-old, you know, he made some plays. And I think you can start to see that there's some progression happening there with him. But, you know, it's one of those things. You got to have everybody on the bus. You can't have passengers. When you come into a place like this, you have to be at your best.
You know, Kenny, it seems like this group is going to be incredibly motivated to bounce back on Wednesday at home against the Saskatoon Blades, given the way things ended. I'm sure some old school hockey people would not be too pleased with what happened at the end of the game there. So how motivated is this group to bounce back on Wednesday against these rivals?
Yeah, I think that just sends a signal for us that, you know, we need to start on time again on Wednesday. And, you know, these games have a lot of meaning now in our standings. It's tight, and motivation for going forward. We've got a good rivalry going here, and, we need to show up and be ready to play on Wednesday night.
I know Kelton Pine didn't necessarily have his best performance, but at least you get a solid, solid game from you and Huey. To me, Kenny, it seems like every single time he steps on the ice, he just gets better and better and better. He stopped 34 of 36 this evening in replacement of Pine. He played almost 50 minutes in this hockey game. Thoughts on Huey's performance in net and just how he continues to improve this season?
Yeah, I would agree. I thought Ewan was really good. It's always tough to, you know, come in when you're down that much, and you can expect that they're going to pepper you with shots, and maybe that's the best way to get in the game and get moving. But yeah, he had a real solid performance again tonight, and just, you know, we need to just be better in front of him. But yeah, there's progression. I think we're starting to see from Newman as well.
Okay, last thing before I let you go, Kenny, you guys were able to snap an 0-for-15 power play drought with a power play goal, and it was 7 seconds into your first opportunity. Tanner Howell with his first goal in three games. I know he was, looking for, to end that drought, but thoughts on the power play finally getting on the board for the first time in a while?
Yeah, it's important for us to get some confidence going there on that power play, and to score a PP goal against a good team even increases that confidence level. So, you know, that's important for us going forward, and we're going to need that on Wednesday night. Good to get Howie off the schneid and get him back in the hunt.
Kenny, thank you so much for the time this evening, and we'll reconnect on Wednesday when the Pats take on the Blades.
Yeah, thanks very much, Dante.
That's Regina Pats assistant coach.